This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Evening, dear listener. 03 44 499 1000. The Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10. On Talk Radio, I've just been handed another pair of headphones. Bear with me. There we go.
Both ears. Catherine Boyle is here.
I'm one-eared, but that's cool.
Are you?
Yeah, it's all good.
How come? No, you do this. I can do it with one ear.
No, I can do one ear.
I can do it with one ear.
Listen to me doing it with one ear.
I can do it with one finger.
Oh.
We had a lovely time in Scotland. More on that later, and more on just how crap Ryanair are.
Oh, my goodness.
If you've had a flight cancelled by Ryanair, 03444991000. And just for the sake of fairness, if you've had a good time with Ryanair, 03444991000. But man alive.
Oh, Leary.
So, busy old show tonight, I suspect. Hopefully after 11, we're going to speak to the young lad that hung a poster of him and his mate up in a McDonald's.
And nobody noticed.
Nobody noticed for like 2 months. It's still up there. He's a great little tweet, and hopefully he's coming on just after 11. But busy old show this evening. Here's the thing that I knew would cause me trouble on Twitter. I knew it. And the anger and the vitriol of the binary thinking Twitter crowd. So, you know this whole thing with Roxanne Pallett, is that her last name?
That's right, yeah.
On Big Brother, she accused...
Ryan Thomas.
I've got terrible indigestion. She accused Ryan Thomas from Coronation Street, a beefcake from Coronation Street, a hunk, of physically assaulting her when he didn't. Never happened. It was a lie. It was a fantasy on her part. One could be generous and say it was a misinterpretation, but it never happened, right? And she has left the Big Brother house. And I know so we keep going on about Big Brother, but this last week or so, we're partly watching it because of slum landlord Hardeep Singh Kohli is in there. That story was from 10 years ago, guys. I just tweeted it. It has been fascinating, right? It's been gross. It's been a car crash. It's been horrendous. It's been fascinating. You know, it's like rubbernecking, like you do when you see a car crash. So she accused this lad of physically assaulting her and turned the whole house against him. And he got an official warning. And it never happened. He didn't assault her at all. There was nothing.
And the poor lad, you know, tried his best to understand it, but yeah, just couldn't. And he was almost ruined. I don't think that's an exaggeration.
No. He was in pieces. He's a big, strong lad. And I don't know him, but I would imagine that him crying like that is not his default setting. He's not his... I got a lot of sympathy for anyone that cries in public. But I would imagine that is not his default setting. I could be wrong. But he did a lot of crying. He was in a lot of emotional and mental turmoil.
And he was frightened about what would happen when he came out.
Frightened about what would happen. Frightened that maybe he had... You know, he started imagining that maybe he had done something. And it was horrendous, right? And here's my thing. He's probably going to win Big Brother because the whole country watched it and went, well, you haven't done anything. And they fell in love with him. Go on.
But the other thing was, though, although he was pretty sure he hadn't done anything, he was willing to believe that he'd upset her, and he apologised.
So, and she got all the other big lads on her side, and she grossly exaggerated, manufactured what had happened. And it was horrendous. It was horrendous viewing, but fascinating. And it was awful. She left the house over the weekend, Friday night, I think, Saturday morning. And she's kind of popped up on a couple of things today. She popped up on the Jeremy Vine show. And she popped up on Big Brother Tonight in a pre-recorded interview. And this is all I'm going to say for now. And we'll see if you guys want to talk about this. And if not, maybe I'll talk about it in a little bit. This is all I'm going to say. And 0344 499 1000. I feel really, really sorry for Roxy. I feel really sorry for her. That's all I'm going to say, because I'd love to get your thoughts, because people on Twitter are getting very angry with me. But I feel sorry for her. 0344 499 1000. Good evening, Nicola.
Hello.
Hello, Nicola.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you very much. What have you got for us tonight?
Chutney.
Sorry?
That stumped you.
Yes, and it stumped me.
I'm the chutney lady.
Oh, you're sending me chutney.
I am.
This lady got in touch on Twitter and said, I didn't know you liked cheese. Well, who doesn't like cheese? Who doesn't? And she said, I'll send you some chutney. Is it homemade?
Yeah.
I
grow my own
chutney.
Fruits,
yes,
and vegetables and I make my own chutney.
Okay, well, here's the thing. First of all, are you going to lace it with LSD or anything, of any of your personal juices?
No.
No, good. Okay. Well, that's something.
No, I sell it on market.
Yes.
And we have spoken before.
Uh-oh.
What? We spoke about Velcro.
Chutney and Velcro. Welcome to BBC Three Counties Radio. My name's Nick Coffer. What did we say about Velcro?
Oh, my God. Please don't go into that because I just went...
I remember you. You didn't have a clue how Velcro worked.
No, I did know how Velcro worked. I just didn't know how to describe it.
Okay.
And I just said bubbly stuff with...
Bubbly stuff.
With hooks. And it sticks together.
Well, that's pretty much it. Nicola, you're very kind sending your chutneys. They will get eaten because I love a good cheese. Have you got a website if people want to go and have a look at your chutneys online?
No, I'm just starting out. So I do farmers markets at Brigg. You came to see, we came to see you at Scunthorpe and at Hull.
Right.
I'm at Brigg, I'm at Retford, I'm at Crowell. Nobody knows where Crowell is.
Nobody knows where Crowell is.
But that's where I grow everything and make everything.
Okay, well, listen, as soon as you've got the website up and running, you let us know, Nicola.
I've got a Facebook page.
Here we go, let's have it!
Gastronomy? Yes.
On Facebook?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Well, everyone's going to rush over there now. You better get your fingers ready to make it.
Oh, my God, I can only make so much.
Go and make it now, Nicola. Stay up all night.
The thing that I wanted you to really, really try...
Yes.
...was my blackberry and ginger. Everyone thinks it's a really weird combination.
Yes. Okay, I'll try it.
I'm sending it.
Thank you, my love. You're very kind, Nicola. Thank you very much indeed. It's appreciated. You see, there are good people out there, Catherine. If only you could be more like Nicola.
What, make chutney?
0344 499 1000. Let's go to Nigel from Nevada.
Oh.
Ian, good evening, good afternoon.
It's Nigel from Temple Fortune in Nevada.
It is. I'm at Las Vegas at my house here, and I said to you a few weeks ago, I'm going to call you from Las Vegas. You said, no, I'm not. Well, here I am calling you from Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, United States, the home of hookers and of gambling.
The home of non-stop fun 24/7.
And subterranean slums.
Sorry?
There's subterranean slums in Las Vegas. There are people living in the storm drains.
Yeah, that's very, very true. And I've lived here for 15 years, and trust me, I drove past them this morning, and it's very, very sad.
Yes.
It's awful for homeless people anywhere in the world. Yeah. And I had this conversation last week. What is worse, being homeless in 110 degrees heat or homeless in minus 15. Mm. I think they're this poker.
Let's play homeless poker. Anyway, Nigel, from Temple Fortune in Nevada, what have you got for us today?
Well, I've got to say a quick hello from sunny Nevada. And listening to your intro about your show,
yes,
I think I feel sorry for both parties in that Big Brother story. First of all, the guy who's wrongly accused, who's just wondering what's going to happen next, what's going to happen next? Am I going to get ridiculed? Am I going to get in trouble? Am I going to lose my career? And also for the girl who's made an allegation and why she made the allegation. I think it's just quite it's sad for both parties, and there's no winners.
Well, here's the thing, and well done. I wasn't expecting us to reach this point so early in the conversation. All I said online, Nigel, was I feel sorry for Roxy, right? And we'll be talking about it at 10. And a few regular listeners, good people like Dan and Billy and Richard, they got it. But a lot of people got very angry and very personal with me. What if it had happened to you on I'm a Celebrity? Would you feel sorry for her then? And I replied, probably not. But it didn't happen to me. I'm approaching this from a different perspective. You should feel sorry for Ryan, what he's been through. He's almost had his career ruined and I never said I didn't feel sorry for Ryan. A lot of people, Nigel, on Twitter and online, it can only be a binary, one-sided thing. So me saying simply, I feel sorry for Roxy, they've interpreted that as I do not feel sorry for Ryan, and also that I condone what she did. Now, I don't. I feel more sorry for him. Right? I feel really sorry for him. I do not condone what she did. But if you go into Twitter and the little search box and you type in hashtag CBB Roxy and then you type in the C word, thousands of things come up. It means you're a C, Roxy. It means you're a lying C. If you think Roxanne Pallett is a C, give me a hell yeah. I don't know if Roxanne Pallett is mentally unstable or just a massive C, but either way, she needs to F off. Well, isn't she a vile little C of a human? How can CB Ben be getting protective over Roxy when she belongs to another bloke? The vag ain't yours. And Roxy, sort yourself out. C flaps. And it goes on. And that's why I feel sorry for her. She's obviously has issues going on. She's done this before many, many times, right? I can still feel sorry for someone.
Exactly. And there's no need for a personal nasty attack on someone in the way of what you described.
Yeah.
And I think you're quite right in feeling sorry for her, because you can understand perhaps what she's going through, why she did. But a personal attack on someone, I think is just nasty and evil. And I think that clearly there's an underlying matter which needs to be perhaps explored. But to personally attack someone and rip her apart like a pack of wolves, I think is unnecessary.
Nigel, thank you very much. Enjoy Las Vegas. Now, listen, I've got to say again, I don't have to say it again, but I'm going to say it. What she did was terrible. Terrible, making up false accusations of a physical attack from a muscular guy against a very small, feeble looking, I don't mean that, frail looking, you know, she's very skinny.
Well, comparatively,
small girl.
Yeah. She's
and he's
slight.
A big, buff, slight, that's the word, thank you. And he's a big, buff guy. But make anybody making up an accusation like that, that's awful, right? That's heinous, that's terrible. And the fact that she has done it, you know, at least 20 people she's worked with, 20 blokes she's worked with have come out and said, she did that with me, actually. She accused me of physically assaulting her.
I also get why people are angry, because at this moment when we're trying to give so much more credence to people who come forward with allegations like this, this does not do the cause any good. But.
Yeah.
I think she's convinced herself that these things happened, and you've got to ask yourself why.
I'm sure there is some deep psychological problem there. I'm pretty sure of it. Who knows? But maybe something happened to her as a young child. Who knows, right? There's obviously issues there, and she needs to sort them out. Does she? But there are people, you know, calling her the C word, saying that she. Some people saying she deserves to die.
Yeah, she's had death threats.
I feel sorry for her for that. Does she deserve to work again? That's not my decision. No one is entitled, you know, to a career like that. Being an actor is a very privileged position. Does she deserve another chance? That's not my call. That's not my call. If she's made that accusation to other co-stars and other people she's worked with, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe in a few years, maybe after some therapy. I don't know. If Louis C.K. can make a comeback doing stand-up, well, then she can make a comeback doing acting. I don't know. And that's not really my thing. That's now her journey in life, is deciding what whether she'll get work, finding out whether she'll get work as an actor again, and deciding whether that's what she wants to pursue, or maybe she does something different. But she will now, what is she? She's like 23, 24, right? She will now, for the rest of her life, be that lying C from that probably the last series of Celebrity Big Brother. That's what she'll be. And it's right that people should be wary of her, you know, but people be wary of her. But this whole mob mentality, like Nigel said, a pack of wolves, a mob mentality on Twitter, piling on. Celebrity Big Brother is a very exploitative show anyway. They put these people in knowing there is going to be some sort of kickoff. They put her in knowing there was going to be, probably didn't know it was going to be this sort of kickoff, but they did. The producers handled it really, really badly as well, I think. The producers should have stepped in much quicker, not given Ryan that warning. And when the word started to get around, they should have shown the clip. They should have shown the footage to everyone in the house. That's what they should have done, instead of putting him through 2 days of, two or three days of pure mental turmoil. But I can still feel sorry for her, because I'm a human being, and I can feel sorry for more than one person at different ends of a story.
I've just looked up her age.
Yeah.
She's not in her 20s. She's 35.
Jesus, what? Shut up!
She's 35.
Shut up! Mm-hmm. Oh, in that case, she can go to hell.
No, no. That kind of bolsters my theory. Wow. that she's managed to, you know, she used the word manufacture things, and she's going to look into it. I kind of wish this had happened before,
yep.
Because there are 20 former co-workers who've come forward talking about similar things, obviously in situations where there was no footage to look at. This footage and this experience, you would hope, has finally hit home with her. This is her best chance at sorting whatever's going on out.
And also, and Candy makes a good point, what if it happens if all this hatred causes her to hurt herself?
Yeah.
She deserves that too. She obviously has problems, but we don't know her. She doesn't deserve death threats. Okay, if her actions cause her to harm herself, that's a different thing. If this public pile-on, and having been in small public pile-ons, you know, a little bit of criticism on Twitter sends me can send me to bed for days. She has... she screwed things up massively, and she has behaved appallingly. Appalling behaviour. Someone had a go at me saying he should come out and sue her. Maybe he should. He should certainly should. If that's what he feels he should do, then he should seek legal advice.
Although, if it's for defamation, he's got no case, because there's been actually his career has been enhanced by this.
Exactly. But if that's what he wants, I'm not saying he shouldn't do any of those things. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm not saying I don't have sympathy for him. I'm just saying I feel sorry for her. And I'm allowed to say that. And the anger and the aggression and the people saying they're going to unfollow me. Someone said I'm unfollowing you and I'm never listening to your show again.
And it was sweary as well, wasn't it?
Because I said I feel sorry for a young woman who's been vilified, you know, the pitchforks, the burning torches being held aloft. We're marching up to the castle. There will be people on Twitter who will not be happy until she kills herself. Not until she gets found still alive after a suicide attempt, because that would be attention seeking. They will not be happy until there is the front page story, Roxanne Pallett has killed herself.
Right.
Then they'll be like, oh yeah, well, that's deserved.
Well, the conversation we had on Friday about, you know, PR wise, and also for the sake of saving herself, what she needed to do, she's kind of done it. But I've read loads of snarky stuff on Twitter about how, well, now she's apologised for it. It was obviously all made up. You know, she cannot win. She cannot win. And for some people, nothing she does will be good enough.
Again, someone's saying, would you have felt this way if it happened to you? I've replied, I answered that earlier. But I can answer it now. No, of course not. Of course not. I'd be furious. I'd be fuming. I'd be humiliated. I'd be angry. I'd feel all kinds of awful things. But it hasn't happened to me. It didn't happen to me in the jungle. It hasn't happened to me in real life. I am seeing this as a viewer of a television program, and also more than that, because I'm seeing the fallout. You know, that's squeezed out of the side of the TV program, the fallout into real life. So I'm seeing it as a human being. Of course I feel, and I'm sure that, and Ryan has got the right to feel different, and Ryan's mum and dad have got the right to feel different, and his girlfriend has, and his brother have. They've all got the right to feel whatever they're feeling. This is just what I'm feeling. I feel sorry for her. That's it. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
They could be dreaming and meeting each other in their dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Till the one day when the lady met Miss Gallow. And they knew that it was much more than a hunch. That this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
I'm happy down, ma! 0344 499 1000. People filling in the blanks from my statement, I feel sorry for Celebrity Big Brother's Roxanne. People filling in the blanks. People sending me very, very angry tweets. Where was this last one? Danielle has tweeted me. Of course you feel sorry for her. She's a pretty little girl crying out for attention. And us men are so stupid. We always fall for pretty little girls. How would you have felt if you were in Ryan's shoes? Thankfully, the cameras were there or his career would be over. All points we've addressed. I've replied, answered that 5 times already. And she's replied, and still you can't see why she's in the wrong? I've replied, you're really filling in a lot of blanks. It's Twitter, mate. I've only so many characters. Where do I start? The poor women who've been battered and not believed because of lying shits like her? Don't start unless you know. And I've replied, well, actually, you started with me. You're displaying a gross ignorance about me.
I also don't think that it's... I think it's a bit simplistic to suggest that women weren't believed in the past because of lying examples of that. Women weren't listened to. And also there was a whole thing about, you know, a domestic, it's between husband and wife. That's part of the problem as well. Anyway, they're reading something that you're not writing.
How do you spell bearing, as in has no bearing on this?
B-E-A-R.
That doesn't seem right.
It is. Otherwise, bearing is, you know, nothing on.
Kat says, thing is, I've always supported you, but I honestly can't believe you feel sorry for her after what she put Ryan through. I've replied, your previous support has no bearing on this issue. Doesn't, does it?
No.
Doesn't. And it's human beings. You know, you like me in the jungle. Elaine says, oh, shut up, Ian Lee. You're as bloody dramatic as she is. People are just reacting to what they've seen. If you choose to behave like that on reality TV, the consequences will follow. Attention-seeking behaviour gets attention. Thank you, Elaine. Let's go.
It's almost as if they're looking forward to seeing her destroy herself.
Yeah. Good evening, Keith. Yes, now we're back. We've got the time to chat. What have you got for us tonight?
Well, it's me. I generally ring up about Cineworld. You know my Cineworld card.
And, yes.
Yeah, you remember me.
I do remember you. We call you Spoiler Keith because you like to spoil the movies for the boys and girls.
I've lost my card again. But
What happens when you lose your card for Cineworld? Do you have to go and buy a new one?
No, you ring them up and they give you a reference number. you know, long number, and if you got your driving license, you're fine. So that's fine. It's really good value, but there's nothing on the cinema at the minute. What I bring it up for, just to recommend the series on BBC One, Sunday Night Bodyguard. Oh. Don't leave YouTube.
That's where there's a little bit of sex going on,
no,
isn't there?
No, different thing.
Oh,
it's quite well. It's written by Jed Mercurio, who did Line of Duty, and there's a bit of everything. It's quite basically, as I say, you call him a spoiler. Well, I won't spoil it. But basically, it's a chap called Richard Madden who's been assigned to the Home Secretary as his personal bodyguard.
It sounds boring. Is Harrison Ford in it?
Oh, dude. Come on.
No, what do you mean, come on? It sounds boring. I hate British dramas.
Well, so do I. But you give me a chance here.
Hang on, Keith. You're taking
Ringo. You don't give me a chance.
No, hang on a minute, Keith. Keith, shut up. You're taking my criticism of the show personally. Did you write the show? Are you in it?
No, you're just saying it's all rubbish, and I'm just trying to give you
I'm saying the show. Is this nuts? I'm saying the show sounds boring.
Yeah,
and
but you're not even giving me a chance to give you the synopsis.
You've given me the synopsis. It's a bloke who works for he's a bodyguard for the Prime Minister or something. It sounds boring. But
Line of Duty?
But what? I saw a bit of it. It was boring.
Nah. Well, that just shows your opinion.
Yes, it does. It shows my opinion.
Yeah, well, it just shows how...
my opinion is different from yours.
No, yeah. You know... people ring up and take the trouble to sort of...
Are you getting pissed off because I don't like Line of Duty? Seriously?
No, I just think you're... I don't know. It's quite...
What is this?
Negative.
It's negative. The show you're describing...
You're not even giving me a chance to talk about
because, it. Because you've got a really boring, droney voice, all right, Keith? Thanks for calling. Jesus! What was that?
I think... some people come on and think that because you can go on, I don't know, BBC Radio Lancashire or, you know, other such radio stations where people don't really listen to you and are just waiting for you to use up some time and go, thanks very much for your call. They think anything else is somehow out of order.
My primeval anger gland has been acted at the back of my head and my neck. I feel angry because I tell you what... Was he upset because... he can't be upset because I didn't like Line of Duty or I said the show... Or was he upset because I didn't let him have his 5-minute airtime?
I think it's a bit of that. I think it's a little bit of... I've come on to do my piece and you are not allowing me to.
He did it. He described a show. And it
he
sounded...
thought you were having a conversation. He thought he was doing a monologue.
Keith, call it in any time you want, mate. But my job is to try and keep this show as exciting and as interesting as possible. And I'd be the first to admit I don't always do it. I fail quite miserably. But you describing a television programme that sounds like a boring television programme would be boring listening. It was double boring. So... yeah, you described a line of it. It's made by the people that make Line of Duty, a programme I didn't like. It sounds boring. I said it was boring. You got Hesse.
I would really like if it was a conversation. And here's another thing. If we wanted a TV critic, I would book one. I thought we were having a chat.
Funny, isn't it? I don't... But Keith's got like that before about something, I seem to remember. Who was it that someone went away on holiday to a boring place and talked us through the holiday in real time? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I
couldn't say it wasn't.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
All right. Keith, listen, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
I don't think there's any need for the ructions.
No need for ructions. No need for ructions, Keith. You call in again if you want, but if I hear a description of a television show that I think sounds boring, I'm not going to go, oh, that's brilliant, Keith, thanks.
Can I also tell you this? It's a particularly male phenomenon.
Yeah.
Recommendations.
Yeah.
you should listen to this because I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You should watch this because I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And then if you don't want to watch it, or you don't want to borrow the DVD,
yeah,
or you didn't like it,
yeah,
it becomes hugely personal. And that's quite a blokey
is
thing.
Is it? Because yeah, we recommend stuff to each other, and sometimes we give each other DVDs and books, and sometimes we read them and sometimes we don't, right? And I'm cool. I'm cool with that. You're cool with, yeah, with that.
Yeah. I wouldn't fall out with you if you read it and didn't like it or
Andy,
didn't watch it.
Andy Goldstein got angry with me because I didn't watch The Last Man on Earth. He kept saying, you've got to watch The Last Man on Earth on Netflix or Amazon, it might be on. It's a sitcom. I said, well, I'm not really into doing American series at the moment. Well, you've got to watch it. It doesn't really sound like my thing, to be honest, Andy. You've got to watch it.
Don't be miserable.
It doesn't sound like my thing. Keith, I appreciate the call. Give us a call back anytime you want. Let's go to James. Good evening, James.
Hiya.
Hello, James.
Hiya, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm stuck in the middle of Birmingham, sorry.
No, don't be sorry. It's a great place to be stuck.
Oh, yeah, lovely. Why are we giving so much airspace to this woman?
What are you doing now?
Me? I'm trying to find my hotel.
No. What are you doing this very second?
Trying to find my hotel?
No. What are you doing this very second?
I want to know why we're giving so much airtime to somebody that... Yeah, there's lots more problems out there. Let's deal with the real problems in society.
What are you doing now?
Well, I'm talking to you. You see what I mean?
About
this woman that keeps going on about...
You're talking to me about this woman who you think gets too much airtime. We weren't talking about her just then. We were talking about Call of Duty, Line of Duty.
About 2 hours of it while I've been driving up here.
Well, the third hour was going to be free from her, but you've brought her up again.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's not just her. It's all these celebrities. There was a rugby player the other day that was caught drink driving and everybody was, oh, so sorry, he's going to lose his career. Good.
Ah, so you're not angry that we're talking about Roxanne Pallett from Big Brother. You're angry. You're not, hang on a minute, let me get the point, Chris. You're not angry that we're talking about her. You're angry that you're hearing... a side of the story that you disagree with.
No, I'm angry because we're giving somebody airtime when we should be dealing with the proper problems in
the world.
But
you're giving... We weren't talking about her and you phoned up to talk about her. You're giving her airtime.
You're so patronising.
No, I'm not. I'm just pointing out the stupidity of the point that you think you're being clever making, but you're not. You're phoning up...
I'm not being clever at all.
No, you're not being clever at all. You're correct. That's the first thing you've got right in this phone conversation. You're not being clever at all. You're phoning up to talk about something that you think we're talking too much about. Do you not see how dumb that is?
How can it be dumb when I'm asking why we're giving so much airtime when there's other problems?
We weren't. You phoned up to talk about her. We'd moved on. You're prolonging the conversation. I suggest if you don't want us to talk about Roxy from Big Brother, you put the phone down.
You just don't. You're a junior James Whale, aren't you?
I would just suggest, and take that as a great compliment. Thank you.
Anybody else's opinion?
No, you're not putting forward an opinion. You're being dumb. If you don't want, I take the junior James Whale as a great compliment. Thank you. If you don't want, here's my suggestion. If you don't want us to carry on talking about Roxy from Big Brother now, put the phone down.
Right. What I'm asking is why we're giving... I'm not saying I want to talk about why are we giving... Why do we give these...
You're talking about her now. You're talking about her now. There we go. He's put the phone down. There you go. He's got what he wanted.
What's going on, blokes?
He's got what he wanted. He didn't want us to talk about Roxy, but he had to phone us up and tell us that he didn't want us to talk... We had to talk about the thing that he didn't want us to talk about.
And he was
about.
Annoyed that people had been talking about a thing that we hadn't been talking about until he started talking about it.
But fair play. He got two things there. First of all, he called me a junior James Whale. I love that. Thank you. Secondly, he said, I'm not being clever. You're not, mate.
Correct.
You're being very, very dumb. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.